Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Now, I want to read this out to you. Hi, Niall. I am sure if you've spoken about this on your show before, but I am hoping you might give it a little bit of airtime. I was due to get married in September, but due to the coronavirus, I've decided to postpone, or it's best to postpone. My fiancé and I were concerned that large weddings may not be allowed to go ahead or that social distancing would have to be in place. We were thinking of things like the dance floor. Would our guests even be allowed to dance? So we both decided the best thing to do would be to postpone. It was a difficult decision as we've been planning our wedding for a year and a half. I began making calls to do this. First off, the hotel was not very accommodating. I don't want to say which hotel we are due to get married in, but I had to fight tooth and nail to get it postponed more than 6 months down the line. We got that in the end. Next, I have to start making calls to my suppliers. My band are already booked for my new date, which is pretty annoying but understandable. They won't give me my deposit back though, which I think was really unfair. Given the circumstances, I really expected some sort of goodwill gesture. A couple of other suppliers can't move either, and some offered me my deposit back and some won't. I'm in a couple of wedding Facebook groups, and I know from the stories I am reading from other brides that many of them are in the same situation as us. I think this deserves some airtime because many couples are devastated at their special day being ruined, but also the added problem of losing so much money. We are not moving dates because we feel it. We are moving dates because the pandemic has forced us to move dates. Or feel like it, should I say. I think companies should be made give back deposits to couples, maybe not the full deposit, but even half of it. Weddings are expensive and many brides don't have an endless stream of cash. Can you please talk about this on your show? Well, I understand the bride situation. Everybody does. And it's not just weddings, by the way. It's all sorts of events have been cancelled, as we all know, where there's a lot of people gathering. Although that is going to change over the next few months, obviously, because of the phase plans where, you know, there will be assemblies of people and up to a certain amount of people allowed. But if you've got 170 or 180 or 200 people at your wedding, that's going to be a problem. Even if they allow 100, you'll have to start ringing people and saying, I'm sorry, you can't go to my wedding because I have to get rid of 50. But I want to get your thoughts. Has your wedding been ruined? And what has your experience been when you're calling hotels or bands or your flowers or your car? Or are they willing to give you the deposit back? Because it's possible they're likely booked for the following year if you're postponing. So it's likely they're already booked and they can't cancel somebody else's wedding. So how are you getting on with that? Let us know. The number is 087-188-0008. And should they give it back? Should they give back deposits? Let me know what you think. Now, Cathal Molloy is from the Wedding Band Association. Cathal, I didn't even know there was a Wedding Band Association, but there you go. You've enlightened me today. What do they do? What did the association do, by the way?
Well, first of all, Niall, thanks very much for having us on today. And we're delighted to talk about deposits because it's a very complex and grey area at the moment. And we're all thinking about our couples first, as opposed to ourselves. So the Wedding Band Association set up in 2014. We built a great community of wedding bands. We all chat to each other. We're all in competition with each other, but we're all chatting together. So it's become very successful. We all adhere to certain rules. So if you go to see the wedding band, they show up on the night of your wedding. So yep, the five guys that you book, right, they show up because there's other bands.
Yeah, not some surrogate band. Yeah, you know.
Yeah. But why would you pay for a band for another band to show up?
But I was a DJ for years. That happened in the DJ industry. You'd book a DJ and then he'd get his mate to do your wedding. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I don't think it's fair because, look, couples spend a lot of money on wedding bands. And you know what? This country has such a great quality of wedding band out there. So, look, we brought this together and we get public liability insurance deals. We get deals from Music Maker, X Music in Dublin. So it's just, we have conferences every year. We educate ourselves about social media. So that's what it is. And it's excellent. It's working really well.
Yeah.
To answer your question about deposits, what's going on at the moment? Every supplier, every venue has a different story, a different terms and conditions. Some people are working with their couples, but ultimately couples are moving their wedding into next year. And in most cases, suppliers are able to either move the date or find another supplier to help them and transfer the deposit over. Now, what we're doing in the Wedding Band Association, it's very, very simple because we felt, look, instead of saying to the couple, you're not getting your deposit back, what we're doing is where if someone comes to a band and say, hey, we want the deposit back, you can't do our next date, we send the couple into the Wedding Band Association, they name the band, they name the deposit, and then all the bands that are available will come back and they'll waiver that deposit so the couple don't lose their deposit if they book a Wedding Band Association band.
Right. Okay, that sounds... Okay, now I'm a little bit lost. Okay, so okay. So Kyle, do you play with a band yourself, by the way?
I do play with a band. I certainly do.
What's the name of the band you play with?
Pink Champagne.
Pink Champagne. So, right. So, I'm getting married, and I book Pink Champagne for my wedding. And what would a deposit be? How much does a band cost nowadays, by the way?
Ballpark, a band and DJ, you're going to be looking around 2,000 plus, like, so up to 2,300, 2,500.
I'm assuming the band gets the lion's share, because obviously there's a few of them. The DJ only has one lad with a little machine, right? So, okay.
Yeah, exactly that.
All right, okay. The poor DJ. All right, so what's the deposit on that?
The deposits range from anywhere from €200 up to €400.
Right, so I've given Pink Champagne a €200 deposit, and I've booked you for September the 20th, and I ring you up and I say, listen, because of COVID and social distancing, we're going to move our wedding forward to next July, July the 4th, right? And you say, oh, jeepers, I'm sorry, Pink Champagne, we're playing out there in the Grand Hotel in Malahide on that night, we can't do that. And they say, right, well, can we have our deposit back? And you say, no, well, I tell you what, if you stick with somebody from the association, how many bands do you say are in the association?
70 plus.
Okay, that's a great choice, right. Yeah. So you stick with the band. So you'll transfer, so will you give the other band the €200? How does that work?
A good question, right? So the band then will see the inquiry coming in with the other band's name and the deposit fee, and then that band will take the hit. So they'll reduce their fee to accommodate the couple.
Oh, right. Very good. Yeah. Okay, so the Pink Champagne don't lose out.
No.
Okay, so the new band are the ones that are going to take a little bit of a discount. They're going to give them a discount, essentially.
Exactly that. That's it, man.
Right, so they're not going to trump the price up to give them a discount, are they?
No. Okay. I mean, yeah, that's it. I mean, that's once they see the inquiry coming in. And everybody's varying their prices on next year as well. I mean, we're all in this together, and that's why we felt that we have to do something to try and help the couple.
Right, and how are things at the moment? I mean, because obviously you're hearing from all your mates and all the other bands, not just Pink Champagne. I mean, what's the story? Are people cancelling up to, like, what? Are people sort of, if it's after November, are they leaving it? Or are they still a bit cautious? Are people from November, December cancelling at the moment as well?
Well, look, you know, I'm also a founder, just to give it a little plug, is weddingsuppliers.ie. So we also have a group of suppliers.
Jeez, you've got some skin in the game there, Carl, let me tell you.
Well, look, you know, for me, it's ultimately about solving problems, you know, finding solutions. But yeah, that's a good question. So there's a concern at the moment. If you're getting married after the 20th of August, okay, as far as a lot of suppliers are concerned, these bookings that they have in could happen. Now, you know, Niall, you'd need a crystal ball to work this one out. We don't know when we're going to get back to work.
It could be even earlier if he moves the phases forward, yeah.
Yeah, and someone made a very, very good point today. What happens if we all move these weddings, right, from September, October, November into next year, which 2021, let me tell you, is just mental right now. So couples are going to have to try and find midweek dates, and they're also going to try and have to push their wedding maybe to 2022 if they want their suppliers. Because it's important to say this. If you've gone through all the process of planning your wedding and you've got your dream team suppliers, it's going to be an absolute administrational nightmare to try and pick a peak date and then try and find all of those suppliers to slot in.
It's not going
to
happen. It's not going to happen. No, it's not. Because I'm pretty sure you're booked out for... What's the most popular day to get married, by the way? Friday, Saturday or something, is it?
Yeah, well, we're seeing Thursdays and Sundays creep in now because, you know, the civil ceremonies, they're a little bit more accessible.
I imagine during the summer next year, you're practically, I would imagine you are well booked up now for those days during the summer from kind of May right through to September, are you?
Right through, Niall, and like from February, to be honest. And that's, I'm not speaking for myself, I'm here to speak for the Wedding Band Association.
Pink Champagne are obviously very popular, yeah.
Yeah, look, you know, and the bands on the Wedding Band Association are now reaching bottleneck dates for next year as well. But to answer your question, if we move all these dates from September, October, November, December, and then all of a sudden there's certain issues that we're allowed to get back, well then anyone that could be on the COVID-19 emergency fund will be taken off them, and then there's empty diaries. But again, we have to think about the couples. Every couple is different and every situation is complex. So there's couples living in Australia, Canada. Are they going to get married in September? I'd be very, very dubious if I was living in Canada trying to get home to plan a wedding for September.
Yeah.
But I think for now, sitting tight and having a plan B date, that's the key here. Speak to your venue, get a plan B. 6 weeks out. So let's say...
I think a lot of the venues are saying they will postpone up to 6 months. That seems to be what a lot of them are saying at the moment. You know, we will allow you 6 months, but after that, you're on your own and you're not getting your deposit back. So I think that's what there's a goodwill gesture there to try and allow them to go 6 months. But after that, because I can understand the point of view of the venue too. I mean, it's difficult for them too, because they've already got weddings booked in next year too as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, this is everybody knows this is a mess.
It's a mess.
And okay, so, and by the way, on a completely different note, when you're playing, I mean, wedding bands like DJs, but at least DJs might have a bigger choice in music because you know you've got thousands of songs to play from. But a wedding band is reliant on how many songs you lads remember and can sing. Do you not get a pain in your arse singing the same songs every night of the week?
well, we all.
I mean, there's only so many times you can sing "The Lion Sleeps Tonight." I mean, do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Well, look, you know, I mean, some of the wedding bands, you know, we could be up to 100 plus weddings a year. That's the truth about it. But the reality is, it's every wedding, and not to sound cliche, right? But every wedding band out there in Ireland, there's great quality, right? We love what we do, and we were joking at the moment. What's it going to be like our first gig back? We won't remember words. We won't remember.
Are you still practicing?
Well, everybody is coming together. You see all the bands coming together, and they're doing online stuff. And on that note, the Wedding Band Association are relaunching a video. We're looking for a charity. So, Niall, if anyone's listening, if they want to email into the association, we're doing "Lean on Me" by Bill Withers, and it has 70 bands.
Right.
70 bands, a collaboration, and we all recorded from our homes. We're putting it all together. We brought in a production company. So if there's any charity out there that would like to get involved, we'll raise some funds.
And you'll put the charity's name to it as well. Okay. So okay, so they can get in contact. What's your email address?
Info@weddingbandassociation.ie.
Okay, info@weddingbandassociation.ie. So there's a charity out there or somebody out there who wants to get involved in this and wants to help out with this. You'd be delighted with that. So info@weddingbandassociation. Because actually somebody just texted in and says, how does a band get involved at Wedding Band Association? Well, that's how you get involved. Just email them.
You have to apply. There's certain rules now. You have to have a domain over 12 months. I mean, the real fundamental reason we set this up is that there's one or two models out there where, again, let's not get petty, right? But one band, you go to the showcase and they have 150 musicians, and then you go to your wedding and there's four or five lads show up and they've never even met each other before. So we don't do that. What we do is when you book a Wedding Band Association band, you're going to get that band you've seen at the showcase.
Well, provided the chap is not sick or something like that.
And we always outline that, of course. You should get what you pay for, Niall, right?
Yeah, yeah. How many songs have you got in your repertoire? Pink champagne.
About 161 and a half, because I'm learning a new one at the moment.
What's the new one? Lean on me.
Yeah, exactly. We're learning to go,
But so stay there for a second, because Kayla, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Kayla?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
You're a wedding singer.
Yeah, so my main business is ceremonies and pre-receptions, and I have a band as well. So it's very...
What's the name of your band?
Strange.
What's the name of your band?
The Experts Wedding Band.
The Experts?
Yes.
Okay, that's a good name. Yeah, I like that name. Yeah, I like pink champagne too, by the way. But the Experts, okay. And so you can do the bit at the church, and I'm assuming you do funerals and stuff like that too, probably as well. I imagine, Kayla, do you?
Well, I don't do that many, thankfully. But my main business would be ceremonies and pre-receptions, and obviously we do a full day package then for those that want.
What's pre-reception? Is that where people are coming in and having their tea and their cocktails?
That's exactly it. So when guests and the couple arrive at the hotel, we'll be there, set up and play some nice background music and try and get them dancing if they're in the mood for it early on before they go in for dinner.
Yeah, because Irish weddings just go on all day. We all know that. Okay?
And all night.
And then Experts come along a little bit later on and blow the place away. All right.
That's how it goes usually.
All right. Okay. And what sort of stuff do you do? Is it all like 70s disco and...
Well, I mean, you know, if you're getting married in Ireland, if you've got the type of guest list that we would expect, then you're playing everything from jive, waltzes, right up to AC/DC, 90s dance tunes.
Kayla, I just can't see you just singing Highway to Hell. I mean, I don't just...
Well, you know what? You can check it out on YouTube somewhere, I'm sure, because it's one of my favourites.
I'm on a highway. Carl, do Pink Champagne do Highway to Hell?
Only if we have to.
Right, so Kayla, I ring you up and I say, listen, Kayla, you're booked for my wedding in September. Listen, I'm really not hopeful that we're going to be able to, you know, we'll have to socially distance. It'll ruin my wedding. I'm going to move it forward till next July. And you go, Jesus, I'm already booked out for that date next July. What's the story with the deposit? Do you give the deposit back?
So what, myself and some other wedding singers, I'm Galway-based and I'm working with some fantastic singers on this side of the country. And there's a small group of us. And what we're doing is exactly the same as the Wedding Band Association, which is fantastic.
Are you in the Wedding Band Association?
I'm not.
I get into it.
Well, Kayla, you should be.
I'll get on to you later, Carl.
Yeah, great. We'll have a Zoom chat. We've got to get the wine out. We'll have a Zoom chat.
Lads, stop flirting on the, air, lads.
I'm sold. But what we're doing is, and I suppose especially, like, I mean, the ceremony is such personal, it's the most personal part of the day, really. So, you know, people spend hours going through singers and finding a singer that suits them. I know when I get booked for a ceremony, it's a very personal thing to be a part of that.
Yeah.
But so when I can't do a plan B date or a new date, what I'm doing is I have a close circle of suppliers who I'm asking if they're available for the date. And if they are, I'll send on the list of names to the couple, and the suppliers on that list will honour the deposit paid to me. So it's not coming
So something similar to what the association are doing.
It's exactly the same. Yeah. Okay. And I mean, it swings and roundabouts. I mean, and I'm doing the same for those suppliers as well. So it means that, you know, we're trying to keep a full diary. To be honest, it's a balancing act, really. Because you
don't want to lose money either, and I understand that. I mean, that's logical. By the way, I talked about this the other day when we were talking about Ryanair, and everybody's giving out about Ryanair at the moment. And now the European Commission have said that Ryanair have to give refunds to people, that vouchers are not good enough, right? And I've said to everybody, you know, in relation to Ryanair, British Airways, Aer Lingus, or whatever it happens to be, wherever you've booked your flights, I've said to everybody, if you can take a voucher, take one. Because all these companies are struggling with cash flow. So, I mean, it's in our interest that they all survive so we can go on holidays in the future. We don't want them to go bust. Legally, they have to give you the money back. But, you know, try and play ball with people because they're losing money too. Do you know what I mean? So we all need to get together and be understanding of each other's situations.
That's a great point, Niall, as well.
You know,
and what I'll add to that is even, you know, I mean, there's obviously people now who are booked for, let's say, mid-2020, late-2020, and who are now looking at 2021. The competition for a June bank holiday weekend has now tripled. You know, so I mean, what I would say is if couples are looking for a plan B date in 2021, there'll be so much less stress if you have maybe some midweek possibilities as well, like opening up to maybe a Thursday wedding or a Sunday wedding. I know it's not ideal, but you have more chances of being able to keep all of your suppliers
and get quality
on the day.
And get the quality.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it'll be, you know, your day can be the same as you had planned for, with the same suppliers, the same standard, you know, the florist, the musician, the singer. You can have everything you wanted if you kind of are open to maybe getting married on a Monday or any midweek day, because the Fridays and Saturdays
are already gone. So you're not going to get quality, because I was going to say if you want quality, you're going to pay more, but they're already booked, so you're not going to pay more. It doesn't make any difference.
This is it. I mean, yeah. And I mean, Cahill will tell you, I mean, we get booked, like we've dates for 2022 since last year. You know, I mean, that's just the reality of it.
People book ahead? Are they booking 2 and 3 years ahead?
They would do, yeah.
Jeepers. Right,
and okay. No, just to come in on the plan B thing as well, it's a really good point that Clara is making. Like, the whole thing about the plan B is, I got married on a Wednesday 12 years ago, and it's a wedding date, and couples don't know that they can actually get married midweek. And
I got married on a Monday. Mind you, it was a long time ago now, and mind you, I'm going through a divorce now, so it doesn't matter. But I got married on a Monday. But that was only because I was a DJ, and in the industry I was in, all my friends who I wanted to invite to the wedding all worked, you know, kind of Thursday right through to Sunday. So I had it on a Monday purposely so they could all go.
And did they remember what day you got married on?
What, do I remember what date I got married on?
No, did they ever say to you, hey, Niall, you got married on a Monday. It was a great wedding. No one remembers.
No one remembers the day.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't remember.
It may suit others, you know, it may suit some more than others, and I totally understand that. But if there's any way that you can get married on a midweek day if you are postponing, the chances are most of your suppliers are going to be available, and the stress of having to find new suppliers, and it takes away the worry about the deposits, the money you've already spent, and then having to go and look at, you know, a list of new suppliers and go back to basically square one. So that would just take a lot of stress off the couples.
It can be cost effective as well, Carla. I shouldn't say it on air, but it actually is more cost effective.
Kayla is her name, not Carla.
Sorry, Kayla.
The experts.
You can slap me later on in the Zoom.
stay there, both of you, for a second. Let me go to Rob as well. Rob, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Rob?
Hey,
join the party, Rob. Rob, I mean, you want to get married in October. All right, okay. And are you confident that'll happen?
I don't think so.
No. Why? Because you can't register. You can't even register now.
No. You can send in your forms, all right, but you can't. For everything to be approved, you need to be able to supply documents in person.
Right, okay.
So none of that can be done, so we can't even look at a venue. We can't look at vendors or anything until...
Well, we have two wedding singers here if you're interested. Pink Champagne and the Experts. Which would you be like? If you're like a girl group or you like a boy group? I read the Kayla, the All Girls.
Sorry?
Are they all girls, Kayla, the Experts?
No, I am the only female in the group.
All right, okay.
All right. It's hard work.
Okay. Pink Champagne, are they all boys? Are they?
All boys.
Yeah, okay.
All boys.
What do you want? Are you interested, Rob? No? Sorry, no, Rob, I'm joking. So, Rob, how does your missus feel about it, or your future missus feel about this? Is she devastated?
Yeah. Like we,
I can imagine
we
so.
We had plans to look at venues, and we had just got back when this whole lockdown started. We were abroad, and basically we had, I think, a couple of venues lined up to look at with the potential to book that weekend.
Yeah.
That just went by the wayside.
Right, okay.
So, and now, like that, because all existing bookings are being pushed back, we're now at the back of the queue, considering we can't register.
Right, because a lot of people had already booked for now till September are being given priority for a date in 6 months' time.
Yeah, exactly.
I get you, yeah.
Like, if we'd, at this stage, we'd be happy for a smaller wedding. Like, we'd do the registry office and we'd do something with our immediate family, but we can't even do that, you know?
Yeah. No, I understand. It's a terrible situation for people. And look, this whole COVID has created awkward situations in so many different aspects. I completely understand that. I have to go to a break. I have to go to Mandy first. Have I? Mandy, you're on Classic Hits. How are you, Mandy?
Yeah. Hi. How are you?
Mandy, you're from travelcounselors.ie. You specialise in honeymoons.
That's
the best part of the wedding.
I'm a travel agency, but I specialise myself in honeymoon, so it's pretty much what I do all day, every day.
So are you like a kind of travel agent, so to speak?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, but specialising particularly in honeymoons in exotic locations, I suppose.
Yeah, so I suppose I just would call it in on, you know, coming from the travel aspect of it. You know, we have noticed now that couples are moving dates just because of what they think may happen with the size of their wedding. And they moving from May to November, and now moving from maybe November 2020 to November 2021.
Oh, right.
Just because they're unsure of what's happening.
Okay, and what's the story with, if you've booked a honeymoon, this is a mess, isn't it? So you've booked your honeymoon, and you've paid your deposits on that as well. I mean, well, obviously you get your money back on your flights, but what about accommodation and everything else? Is this a complete mess at the moment?
I've learned so much, even though I'm 25 years in travel, the last 8 weeks have taught us something new every single day. And, you know, the rules that were in place now are no longer in place, and with the directions being changed and everything. So, like, where you would have always been entitled to a refund, it may not be possible. A lot of airlines are now being allowed to offer the credit, as we know.
Well, the European Union said yesterday, by law, they have to give refunds, but you can accept a voucher and then get a refund on the voucher a year later. Yeah.
Yeah. What's happening then is, like, for the honeymoon aspect, we have couples say moving out as far as November 21. You can only book 11 months in advance.
Yeah.
So they are expected nearly, you know, to leave the money with the travel agent so that they can book when it's time to book.
Right, I get you.
Like, the travel agent has done the work the first time, possibly the second time, and now maybe even the third or fourth time.
Right, okay.
Depends on how many times they're going to change.
Yeah.
But look, the way it has worked, there hasn't been one couple yet that has lost the scent.
Well, that's important, yeah. Well, that's the important thing. And look, for everybody, what we all have to remember is everybody is in the same boat. Okay, that's Mandy from travelcounselors.ie, who specialise in honeymoons. Back very quickly to our bands, just before we go into a break. Cathal and Kayla, what's the most popular song that you're asked to sing? Cathal, first.
God, it's a tough one. Recently, Blinded Lights is one.
I must be getting old. I have no idea what that is.
Yeah.
who sings Blinded Lights? I must be getting old. Hey,
here's the thing. I think by the time we get back, the top 10 charts this year, you know,
would have changed. Kayla, what's your most popular song? Gets the best reaction. Oh, she's gone, is she? It's Kayla. Oh.
Up in Belmullis, it would be something like The Green and Red Mayo, but if you're doing a city wedding, something like Dance Monkey or like that.
Yeah.
A wagon wheel. What about wagon wheel? Wagon wheel.
Don't mention it.
Or hit the diff.
Oh, that's an old one now.
Hit the diff. I swear to God, there was a bar I worked in Dundalk years ago, and that was the big one. Can you play hit the diff? And I would have gone, what is it? The bleeding diff. But anyway,
I'm free.
Yeah. So, I was wondering maybe you give us a bar. I don't know. I mean, Kayla, are you in singing form there at the moment?
Oh,
have I put you on the spot?
Well, you have, but
you shut up, you're next, Cal. Sorry. You start what thinking, Cal.
What do you want to hear, Niall? I wasn't prepared for this at all.
What would be a popular song for you to sing in the church?
There's so many. I'm classically trained, so I suppose people love a bit of classical in
okay.
the church as
okay.
well.
Okay, all right.
So I do a gorgeous version of Perfect by Ed Sheeran, but I do the classical
okay.
version in the second half. But I'll
okay, Perfect by Ed Sheeran sounds perfect to me. Okay.
I'll do a little bit.
Okay, now just do 4 or 5 lines. Go on.
I found love for me, darling, just dive right in and follow my lead. I found a girl, beautiful and sweet. I never knew you were that someone waiting for me. There you go.
Well, okay, well done. So ringing in the doors, they want to book you. My producer, Helena, who's getting married in the next
Jesus
few years, we
Christ.
Hope. She said she's booking you already. Oh, Cal, quick, I've got 2 minutes. Go on, quick. You're
okay,
now.
Okay.
You're up.
Okay,
what are you going to sing?
Okay, here we go. I hear a train a-coming. It's rolling round a bend. And I ain't seen no sunshine since I don't know when I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. And time keeps dragging on.
No idea what that song was, but it's Johnny Cash.
I
want
to finish. Okay, go
back.
Well, there you go.
Listen, Pink Champagne are available for bookings, and so is Kayla. And I'll tell you
wedding
what I'll
band
do.
Association, yeah.
Yeah, and the way, yeah, but if you're in a band, go to the Wedding Band Association,
yeah,
whatever. And you can go to Kayla's association too. But I'll tell you what I'll do for both of you. Are you both on Twitter?
I am, yeah.
Are you on Twitter, Kayla?
I'm on Facebook. It's Kayla McDonough Wedding Music on Facebook.
Kayla McDonough Wedding Music on Facebook. We'll try and put a link on our Facebook page to you. And Carl, we'll try and put a link
Pink
on our Twitter and our Facebook
yeah.
page as well, okay?
Great.
For Pink
well,
Champagne.
And Wedding Band Association, because obviously that's where we're at.
Okay, Pink. Do you have a website, Pink Champagne?
We do indeed. PinkChampagne.ie and WeddingBandAssociation.ie.
All right, listen, thanks very much to you. You're being good sports, all right?
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.